The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. The San Jose Sharks and the Nashville Predators. Drew, it's the biggest game of the year.
They all are now, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's funny how that works. You know, we've been asking for a few years now to have the Sharks play meaningful games in March and April. And they're doing that. Now, the next step is to win those meaningful games. And this is a huge game as Nashville has taken off and now surged into that wild card spot with 5 points up now on the Sharks.
8-point swing in the last week.
It's amazing. They've been fantastic. Steve Stamkos has been incredible, 34 goals now. The Sharks have played okay hockey, but for me it's been rather vanilla hockey. They're not getting to their identity quick enough, and when you look at their game, the Sharks are a fast team that when they get in the forecheck they're tough to play against, and they haven't been doing that immediately in games. They try to make plays. They want to be a team that scores off the rush. They want to be a team that makes high event hockey. That's not the game being played this time of year.
What about the emotional impact of just all of the pressures from Macklin Celebrini in the Olympics and then coming back here and having to continue that? I mean, I know he's a special kid, but it's got to wear on him a little.
You would think so, but his points didn't reflect it. You know, he came back and was just on a heater, tailed off in two games, and then once again got a point last game. I think Macklin, more than anybody, just knows who he is first and what he does and what he's expected to do. And I don't think it bothers him. I think he wants to be, not in an egotistical way, to be front and center and be the man. He wants to be that guy because he knows it helps his team. More than anything, you've talked to him 100 times, I've talked to him 100 times. More than anything, Macklin's about the guys. I remember interviewing him after the game, after he was first star on the bench, and asking him about himself, and he deflected right away and went, it's all about the guys. And I said, it's always about them, isn't it? And he went, yes. And that's just the way he is. He wants to be the guy and wants to put up all those points because he knows he is the driving factor that helps the team win and helps the guys win.
One thing that also has been a driving factor this season has been Ryan Reeves' contributions on the ice in terms of protecting players, but also on the bench and being a real teacher and a helper. Last game, gets into a fight with Mr. Wilson of the other squad, ends up hurting his hand while grabbing a jersey.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And unfortunately, he is out and he is not here, and that really hurts. I didn't actually see it personally in the room, but Barkley Goodrow got very emotional when talking about his teammate. I think that's a reflection about how these guys care about each other, but don't you think it's also an important reflection about what Ryan Reeves means to this hockey team?
100%. Absolutely. Incredible the impact he has made on this club. Now Barkley and Ryan play together in New York too, so they go back and they're good friends and they play in the same line and they play the same way. Ryan Reeves has come in to this organization and just absolutely has fit in and built the culture of this team. I go back to it all the time, and I asked him early in the season on those bench interviews, usually rather innocuous, rather tame, sometimes boring, those bench interviews during warm-up. But I asked him about culture and why is culture important, and he said, because you can't win if you don't love each other. That it still struck me. It struck me then. I was taken aback, and then watching him in the room, it's no BS with this guy. He loves the guys he plays with. They love him because they know what he does. You know, that finger, Danny, I was standing right there. That's not supposed to point that way. But that wasn't, and I've seen dislocated things. I've seen that before. I couldn't take it when he just reaches over and says to Will Leonard, pull it back in. It's like, nope, sorry. You're going to put some blocker on there to get me. But he was, nope, pull it back in, boom. And then he came back and stayed on the bench, took one shift and got hit in that hand, of course. But then he came back again and stayed on the bench and stayed in the room, stayed dressed, stayed there for the guys. That's the type of guy Ryan Reeves is. Didn't go take the hot shower. He stayed with the team until the end of the game. And unfortunately, he's not here today, but he'll be back, of course, when we get back to San Jose. But the guy has been incredible. Sometimes you can't measure a player's value in just by his statistics. And that's Ryan Reeves is a perfect example.
You can give another example for that, too, to Tyler Toffoli. Yep. Sure, he scores goals for the team, but he also is that same type of a player. He's got a Stanley Cup championship ring. He's somebody that's not going to be available tonight, but the good news is it looks like he's going to join the team on the road trip and get back into action. Yep. Yaroslav Askarov, activated, will not play tonight. At least we don't expect he's going to. We think Ned is going to get the start against the Nashville Predators, but I think Askarov now can back up, and that means he's available to play. They want to get a couple of practices in, right, and he's going to get another start. They need both those goaltenders to be good on this trip.
To be great. I mean, it's past the point now where the San Jose Sharks can have good performances. They can't have any vanilla performances. I mean, everybody's got to make an impact somehow, some way. Get your feet moving. Get a hit. Get to the front of the net. All those detail things, all those identity things we talk about, everybody's got to be on board. They got to start putting points on the board. Maybe not going to be able to win all the games, but you've got to get points in more than what they've been doing. They've been losing games. This is four in a row now?
Four straight.
Right.
Third one of those this year.
Right. And now those are tough. Now, Connor McDavid was right. The Pacific Division is a pillow fight right now. So just start swinging.
I love that, the pillow fight reference by Connor McDavid talking about, you know, everybody talks about this division as being, in quotes, weak. I don't think it's weak. I think it's better than people think. You could look at the Metropolitan Division and say the Rangers are having a really tough season. That's one of the reasons why some other teams are running away with it. But this is the National Hockey League. All the teams are good.
And the thing about the Pacific Division is that there's no team that's just taken off, or the teams that how they're playing each other and the points that they have versus the Eastern Conference, they wouldn't be matching up. Now, we can have that argument about playoff format all you want. The bottom line is, who cares? The bottom line is that the San Jose Sharks are in the hunt right now. I don't care what other people are saying about the Pacific Division. If you got a chance, get it.
Well, and here's the story. They're going to need the Nashville Predators, I think, to help them make the playoffs. I think it's going to come down to that, because Nashville's got a couple of games with LA. They've got a game against Utah. They've got three games with this team,
exactly.
And they've got to lose those games.
Yes, exactly.
And the Sharks really have to make hay right now, and they're going to have to do it by getting some of their secondary guys back. Good to see Kiefer Sherwood playing very well. I think he's going to be maybe taking some of that role we talked about with Ryan Reeves and Toffoli. He's fired up because he used to play here in Nashville, and so that's going to be a big deal. And we got to get Will Smith going. He hasn't had a goal in eight games. I think that he's squeezing it a little tight. He will be the last person to admit it.
Oh, absolutely. That's not what he is. He's a happy-go-lucky, carefree, kind of cocky young man, but he cares. He cares. He's playing beside Macklin. He knows that Macklin pushes him to be that more that guy, and he wants to be. He was a star at BC. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. He's a terrific player, but he is squeezing a little bit tight. I want to see him skate more. I want to see him get inside more. I want to see him continue to shoot the puck. And when he shoots the puck, he's so close right now. Just keep shooting. The great Mike Bossy. Mike Bossy said when he got into a scoring slump, he didn't shoot less. He shot more, way more, and it worked.
Owen Nolan says the same thing. He said whenever he was in a slump, he tried to take twice as many shots toward the net. Here's something else, though, too. When you're a great player, you always are kind of on your A game. You have to develop a B game, and don't you think that's one of the hardest things for an NHL player to learn?
Yes, to understand, okay, what else can I bring? I remember Coach talking around his room, talking to the players, and ask, okay, what do you do? And they'd say this, and he'd go, no. What do you do? And make him really get specific. And he said, okay, when you don't have that, what can you bring? And you have to find that out. That's, again, Brian Burke, learn to play the tuba. Not everybody can be a first-string violinist.
Well, I'm going to play the tuba right now and say that I'm the guy who tells you what happens. He's the guy that tells you why it happens. And on today's show, we're on the air at 4:30 on time on the Sharks Audio Network for your drive home from work or your last half hour at the office. Make sure you're listening. Jamal Mayers is with me tonight, and we've got a great critical game tonight between the Sharks and the Predators. Until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.